Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. What could be nicer than spending a quiet evening at home with the wife? Well, if you're Captain Povey and you've copped a wife like Ramona, I imagine almost anything would be nicer. But still, Henry has no choice. And now that he's finished his high tea of cocoa and rissoles, Mrs. Povey is all set to tell him what's for afters in the shape of housework.
Henry Povey.
Yes, my love.
Permission to get down from the table.
Oh, thank you, my love. It was a lovely din-dins, my love. Was that the last of them?
Henry Purvey, just what did you mean by that remark?
Well, I've had bristles every night for nearly 10 days now, and I just wondered if I could have a change.
Very well. Tomorrow, Henry shall have frozen fish cakes.
Oh, Lord. I mean, that would be lovely, but... Could we warm them through a bit this time? Straight out of the packet, they're so hard.
Gas costs money, Henry. You'll just have to dunk them in your hot cocoa.
Yes, I'd never thought of doing that. No, clever Ramona.
Good boy. Now then, what are you doing this evening?
Well, I was going to...
No, you're not.
Well, but my love, there's one of those instructive programs on the telly with David Attenborough in it.
Is there? Well, that's out for a start. I'm not having you goggling at a lot of native ladies sitting outside their mud huts bashing their ornaments about. Henry Povey, wipe that smirk off your face. And the thought behind it. Now then. After washing up your knife and fork and your little tin plate, you can give Ramona a hand with the mangling.
Oh, can I, my love?
You can, but no playing games with it. I'm not having my smalls whizzing through it at 40 miles an hour. Just because you're after the record. You'll start cranking when I give the signal.
Very well, my... Oh, dear. Oh, good grief.
Language, Henry, language.
Sorry, pardon, my love, but I've just remembered something awful. Just before I left my office tonight, a signal arrived from the Admiral, and I forgot to read it.
A likely story. You played this trick before.
But it isn't a trick, my love. I did forget to read the signal.
Any more of this, and you won't get your frozen fish cake tomorrow. I suppose the next thing is that one of your little sailor friends will have been told to ring up and say you're wanted urgently. Well, it won't wash this time.
But my love, I...
Just as I thought. Stand aside. Ramona will answer. Start chatting. Ramona's listening.
Hello, Miss Povey there. This is the Admiral.
Is it? Well, this is the Queen of Sheba.
Really? Well, I'm sorry to trouble you, Your Majesty, but... Bung that old fool Povey on the blower, will you?
I shall do nothing of the sort. The very idea... I'm not being a party to this nonsense. I don't know who you are, but it won't work this time.
Well, thanks, jolly Tim, love you. My regards to the king and all the other Shebans.
Who is it, my love?
I intend to find out. It's one of your little friends, calling himself the Admiral, of course.
Oh, no. Ramona, it is the Admiral.
Oh, rubbish. However, I don't intend to waste my time. Here, take the telephone and get rid of him and report to the Mangle in 2 minutes.
Yes, my love, yes. Hello. Sorry to have kept you waiting, my love.
Hey?
I mean, sir.
Hello, is that you, Povey? I say, you're coming up in the world, aren't you?
Pardon?
Entertaining foreign royalty in your semi-detached, eh? I say, you might have told a chap I'd have popped down and chatted them myself.
I don't know what you're talking
Povey,
about.
Povey, have you sent them yet?
Sent them? Sent who?
Troutbridge, of course. You got my signal, I suppose.
Oh, yes, sir, but...
Oh, pity. It must have arrived after you'd gone to meet Her Majesty. It's Sir Frederick and Lady Flatley, you see.
Our ambassador to Pataniland, sir?
No. Our ambassador to Pataniland. Troutbridge is to sail out there at once and bring him and the family back. Right, that's it. Got to get back to me digs.
Your digs?
No, me digs. My landlady's giving me rissoles tonight. Once they go off the boil, they're like blasted concrete. Goodbye.
This way, please, most honorable and top-old floating British Royal Naval, all trained and in spanking condition with Dylan and Flashy Friend.
Fine and magnificent welcomes again to Patanaland's truly splendid but tatty and dilapidated government house and leaky garage.
Oh, delighted,
charmed, baffled.
One splendid moment why I, my good self, and me trot off and inform Patanaland's esteemed and chatty British ambassador that his all steaming bon voyage and toodle-oo floating taxi is here.
And I shall inform the esteemed and chatty British ambassador's jazzy bit of maid servant, the delectable Miss Ackett, of Simula Alvarle Dell reading it great news.
In a splendid loud voice.
By all means.
And in the meantime, bung ho.
Bung ho.
And one more.
Shall we?
Let.
Bung ho.
Oh, and many bung hos to you. We'll wait here.
Of course, tell me. They're an off carry on out here, don't they? Lord, it's not listening to a cross between Rear Admiral Armbridge and Taffy Goldstein.
Well, they're right about one thing, though. We are a blooming floating taxi. If we're not carting Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown and his wife about, is this bloke Sir Frederick Fatley and his lot?
Yes, and not so much as a threatening tip from any of them.
Well, there certainly won't be anything doing this time, Chief. Sir Fred is a self-made man and hanging onto his brass like a doorknob.
Yeah, or a Pertwee.
Now, all is fit in the clerical, I'm sure, sir.
Well, cheer up, Chief. With any luck at all, Sir Fred might give you a free sample of one of his factory's Bakelite buttons.
Oh, lovely. Then I'll have a pair. He gave me one when he brought him out here. All I want now is a couple of Bakelite buttonholes to go with him, and I'll have bingo.
Now, watch it. Here he is.
Come on, Alice. Come on, dude. Oh, how do, lads? Nice to see you again. You brought your little boat with you, of course.
We thought we'd give it a little outing, sir.
Hey, good man. I've just heard from my fellow directors that there's a strike threat flying about.
Imagine it. A strike of Flatley's Bakelite buttons. I mean, it just doesn't bear thinking about, does it? I mean, after all, Sir Flatley's done for them and all. A wonderful man for his men, Sir Flatley. He gives every Bakelite button maker a pension at the age of 95, you know.
Ah, exactly. Right, then, we'd best be getting aboard. Where have you parked your little boat?
In the water.
Yes, it seemed the easiest place to leave it.
Excuse me, and 100,000 big pardons to silly you and all assembled shower. One signal of great urgency just received.
By wireless.
And us.
From top of the class, 21-gun salute, admirable view of Big Benjent.
To a splendid and magnificent officer in charge of gloriously tatty old frigate Troutbridge.
Without view of Big Ben.
Yes.
Exactly. Charles, I think it's a rocket for you, sir.
Yes, so I gathered. Let's have a look. Ooh, good gracious.
I say, that's tricky.
Well, what's that then? Could be jolly nasty.
Yes, jolly nasty.
What could...
Don't like the sound of that tone, you know.
No, neither do I.
What's going on, sir?
Just our luck, of course.
Honestly, you think we were the only frigate they got,
don't you?
Woo! What's it say, sir?
We'll have to go, of course.
I suppose so.
No choice.
No, none at all.
Sir. I don't like it, though.
Nor me.
Oh, sir! Hurt me!
Pertwee, don't interrupt.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, nobody hasn't told Pertwee what's on a bit of paper. It's not fair. Well, I want to know. Well, all right. What is it?
It's writing.
That's not what I meant. You know perfectly well. That's not what I meant at all.
Well, I suppose we'll have to tell him, Mr. Phillips.
Afraid so, sir.
He's not going to like it.
No, I don't suppose he is.
Oh. Still, there's nothing for it.
Yes, well, he'll have to know sometime.
Patience, Chief, patience. Now, it seems that a British whaler has been caught fishing inside the limits of Trinigood.
Where?
Yeah, my reaction, exactly. But I think it's in this area somewhere. Anyway, they've been caught by the Trinigood authorities, and she's been fired at by a Trinigood destroyer.
Oh, blimey. What did the whaler do? Chuck blubber bombs back at them?
Yeah, probably. But where to investigate the position on our way back? Sir Fred, I don't think this will delay us very much, but we'll have to sort it out.
We'd better not. I've got a strike on my hands, you know, and at Plutley's, time's money. Yes, time's brass.
We'd better get underway and see what can be done to stop the Trinigoodans taking pot shots at the fishermen of England.
Well, as long as they don't take them at Chief Petty Officers of England, I'm not bothered.
Oh, come on.
Left hand down a bit. Well, as it's getting a bit dark, bung the side lights on.
Left hand down a bit and bung the side lights on it is.
How much longer before we're off Trinigood, Mr. Phillips?
Well, we're pointing the right way. I mean, what more do you want? Trinigood is due west, and the compass...
Hey, Lummy, what's it doing?
It's nut.
Yeah, but look, due east, now due south, west, due south again, east, north, now southeast.
Well, yeah, what's it playing at?
Well, perhaps it wants winding up.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, I meant... You know, sir, you'd get anybody going, you, won't you? Gyro compass on the blink, and furthermore, add it in a big way, Mr. Murray, sir.
You stand at magnetic at once, Chief.
Oh, I said, excuse me. Oh, sorry, pardon, and think again, sir. We've had that perisher as well.
What? Well, that can't be wrong as well, surely.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, sir. You'll recall that we took Lady Todd onto Brown for a little trip recently.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, the wardroom gin took a right bashing as a direct result.
Yes? Yeah. What's that got? She couldn't. She couldn't have done.
Not only could, but did. After the gin ran out, she had a snort full of the alcohol out of the compass as a chaser.
You mean she actually drank the lot?
Yeah, she did.
Nummy. No wonder she always pointed due north.
Mr. Phillips, as we no longer have a compass, how about a tiny bit of the old stop engines?
No, that won't be necessary, sir. I'll navigate by the stars.
You what, sir?
I'll navigate by the stars.
Abandon ship!
Quiet, Chief. I agree with you, but let's reason with him first.
Now, turn left at Jupiter and steady on Mars.
Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, you don't know what you're...
Nip down the plough and take the turn on the right.
Mr. Phillips, I... Stop engine!
Oh, very well, if that's the attitude. But I... Stop engine. We part by Venus.
Oh! Oh, lovely. Stop engines, it is, sir.
Putting in, lads, but while you're waiting for traffic lights or whatever it is, I wanted a bit of a chat.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but we are a bit busy just now.
Yes, sir. Time's money and all that, you know.
It is that. Hey, this not wrong, is there?
Oh, no, sir. No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. Just that both our compasses is up the spout, that's all.
Oh, well, you can always navigate by the stars, can't you?
Exactly, Sir Flatlet. Yes. Exactly, that's what I was doing, you know. My very words, navigate by the stars. I said, aim off Mercury, a sharp left hand around Pluto, a quick belt along the Milky Way, and we'd be there. Leslie knows what he's doing.
Yeah, possibly, Mr. Phillips, but I don't feel that is a risk that either their lordships or I would care to take.
Well, we can't sit here, you know. I want action. A great big port like this. You should have a couple of dozen compasses on the bridge.
Yeah, very light, mister. But if we did, there wouldn't be enough room for anyone to read the perishes.
Wait a minute. I know the answer. Is there no chance of getting this gear of yours repaired?
Well, I was just about to bring down for Mr. Bates to come up and give us an estimate.
Oh, well, don't bother him just now. He's in the WT room. I've got him to send a signal through Admiralty to my works. I'm offering them another penny an hour, you know.
But you can't use our transmitter for that sort of message.
Up and I can't, but up and I have, lad. So if you want to do out about it, you better grow a pair of wings and flutter off after all them did-da-did-da-did-da's being sent before they get there.
All right, off you go, Mr. Phillips.
Right, don't you worry, I'll catch those did-da-did. Very funny. I don't even know which way they went.
It's which way we go we're worried about now.
Oh, leave that to me. I've got the answer in me case of samples down below. Flatly buttons with little compasses in them. We made them for the paratroop, lads. You unscrew the front of your flatly button, and inside's a compass.
Oh, I've heard about them. Oh, rather. I remember seeing one of those in a picture once. There were these chaps, you see, and they built a wooden horse. Yes, it was a wooden horse out of wood, you know. And then they got some other wood from some woods. And
Tell me, Mr. Phillips, sir, haven't you ever seen any other film?
Well, not that I've liked, no. That one sort of stuck in my memory.
Yes, we've noticed. Well, Sir Fred, if we could borrow your flatly bakelite button compass, we'd be most grateful.
Aye.
There's probably a full-scale naval battle broken out between the Trinigood destroyer and the whaler by now. Floodlights onto Mr. Phillips, Chief. It's getting difficult to see him up on the sharp end. We should have made him wear white.
Oh, the lights might help to warm enough of it anyway. All that glue.
Yes. Still, with all the metal on the bridge, somebody had to stand out in the open up forehead with the compass and read it.
Of course, sir. But he's the navigating officer after all.
Well, yes. How long's he been out there copying the draft on the forecastle now?
About 3 hours.
Has he? Standing up for it quite well, really, isn't he?
Not bad, sir. Oh, look. I think he's pointing again.
No, it's all right. It's just shivering.
Oh.
Pity we had to abandon the whaling boat episode, but under the circumstances, I think it was safer to head straight for Portsmouth.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, sir. Much safer. Here. What's that signal he's giving supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. Just another sneeze, I expect.
No, I don't think so, sir. He's spotted something or dropped a compass over the side or something. He's trolling on a nail or something. He's got stunned by something or something in his
hole.
Thank you.
Good gracious. I see what it is. He's done it.
Done what?
We're coming into dock.
Blimey, so we are. Oh, he's had it now, sir. In future, you'll have to get him to do all his navigating from out there.
No, I doubt if I could talk him into it again. Easy at that, Chief.
All right, easy that it is, sir.
Coming up now. Slow us down, both.
Slow us down, both, it is, sir.
That's it. Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir.
Tie up.
Oh. I did it. I did it. Mind you, I think I got double pneumonia doing it, but I did it. I've found Portsmouth.
Go on.
You have indeed. Now, I think you'd better navigate your way to the wardroom and a couple of stiff rums. I have a feeling we're going to need a little warmth inside us before we face the icy blast of old Thunderguts.
Yes, I wonder where he is. As a rule, Captain Povey don't miss a chance to give us an hot reception.
I think I can see him coming down to the dock.
Where?
He must have got somebody with him. I can make out two shadowy figures at the moment.
Yes.
Ahoy there, Captain Povey!
Fine and magnificent greetings with resounding bomb from us also.
Bomb ho!
And just to show no ill feeling,
bomb ho!
Miss
You idiot! You steered us back to Patani Land.
But it's ridiculous. We can't be here. I never took my eyes off that blooming button compass all the way.
Let's have a look at it, Mr. Phillips.
Well, there you are. You see, if you stand this way, north is straight ahead. If you turn right, north is straight ahead. And if you turn... Lummy. That'll make four norths.
Yes, and I can tell you why. Look, this button, it's got flatly stamped on it in metal. The needle is swinging straight to that metal all the time.
Well, I'm blowed. So that's why when they were using flatly button compasses during the war, all them paratroop lads made straight for Paris instead of Berlin.
Bridge number one here.
Hello, Batesy here. I had a thought about the magnetic compass, old man. It'll cost a bob or two, but as she's lost all her alcohol, we could try filling her up with gin instead.
Oh, what a terrible waste. Still, if it'd work, we'll have to try it.
Oh, it should work all right. Incidentally, there's another rather nasty signal from Captain Povey.
Oh, what a nice change.
Isn't it? I gather the Trinical chaps have bunged a boarding party aboard that whaler, and old Thundergut still wants us to sort it out.
Yeah, he would. Very well, order a few doubles for the compass, and let's get going again.
Just a minute. You can't mess about sorting out whaling boats. What about my strike, eh? If there's any further delay, I'm holding Admiralty directly responsible.
Yeah, by all means, sir. However, they may have something to say about compass buttons that point due flatly all the time.
Oh, tooch, sir. Tooch! And the next one, please.
Quiet, Chief. Stand by to put sea again as soon as the compass has had a tot or two of Mother's Ruin. You have to get that to that whaler quickly now.
Hello?
Povey here. What is it?
The jackpot, sir. The Admiral wants to chat to you on the floor.
Hello, Povey. This is the Admiral. Povey, what are you doing about it?
Doing about what, sir?
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose. I've just had my hero battered by the first sea lord of the Trinigood Navy. Their destroyer sent over six boarding parties to that whaler already.
Six?
No, six. Every time they get aboard, the old fool of a fisherman locks them up and won't let them off again.
Dear, oh dear. Well, Troutbridge should be on the spot by now, sir. Not that I imagine that will improve things.
Troutbridge? Oh, I had a signal from them. Some idiot called Flatley is offering me a penny an hour to work for him. He must be potty. I'd want fourpence at least.
Flatley, but
oh, do stop waffling on, Povey. I'm coming down there tonight. We'll meet in your office, then put to sea and make peace. We must get out to sort out this mess.
Oh, there's the whaler, sir. She looks a bit low in the water, don't she?
Well, hardly surprising. The last reports say she's got 42 boarding parties aboard.
Lummy. Must be like a tube train in the rush hour.
Yeah, and a Trinigood destroyer must be like an empty warehouse.
A WT room, Batesy here.
Batesy, can you make wireless contact with the whaler?
I'll have a go, man.
Right. Pipe it through to the bridge if you have any luck.
Rather. With pleasure. Stand by.
Don't you think we ought to tell Lieutenant Commander Stunt and what's going on?
No, I wouldn't advise that at all. If he finds out there's some sort of fishing boat, you'll want to nip over and join them.
Bridge?
Batesy, coming up now, sir.
Oh, good man. What the...
Sorry, pardon, I got the wrong program.
Oh, I don't know.
Skipper Tiddy of the fishing boat coming through now, sir.
Oh, right. Hello? Hello, Skipper Tiddy?
Good afternoon.
What? Good afternoon.
Well, I'm glad you called because we got a complaint. Your ship is fouling my nets.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. We've no idea. Your nets? You can't possibly catch whales with nets, surely.
Who's trying to? That's what all the fuss is about. Me and the lads fancied a bit of fish and chips for our tea, like you see, so we popped along here to get some. Then these Trinigood layabouts tried to nick us.
Oh, I see. Well, now I must know all the facts. Did you actually catch anything?
Oh, about 60 20 good layabouts.
Oh, yes. Now, that's the point. You must stop kidnapping Clinigoodens at once.
Hey, not likely. Two more boarding parties on here, we can go home. I reckon there won't be enough men left aboard their destroyer to sail it. Good afternoon.
No, wait. What's the use? We must escort the lot back to Portsmouth and get somebody else to sort this mess out there.
The other two still following, Chief?
Yeah, well, the destroyer, he said. Yeah, she caught us up again. I can still make out their side lights, all of a twinkle in the gloom in there.
Yeah, well, what about the whaler?
Oh, she's scarred, sir. When the destroyer lost us in the dark for a bit, the whaler nipped off permanent.
Probably just as well. You're careful how you dock, Mr. Phillips. Thunderguts is bound to be about somewhere.
Don't you worry, sir. I'll have us parked in a jiffy. Easy at that, Chief.
Easy at that, it is, sir.
Ah, yes, there he is, sir. You can see a figure on the dock.
Well, what do you want me to do, wave to him?
Well, you could begin. Straighten her up. Slow
starn
both.
Straighten up, slow starn both, it is, sir.
Stop engine.
Stop engine, sir.
Stand by to put sixpence in the meter.
I don't seem to have any small change. You know, I never see them coming, do I?
No, sir, but Thunderguts is coming up now, sir.
Now, leave this to me, gentlemen. Good evening, sir. Sorry we're a bit late. Nice to see you.
Vain and magnificent bunghole, King.
What? Had a nice, jolly, splendid tearaway old holiday, huh?
Mr. Phillips, what on earth have you done?
Lummy. How did that happen?
Well, it must have been the gin, sir. The compass is a bit plastered and taking us round in a circle.
Well, at least it gave the whaler a chance to hop it.
Yeah, the bang went the pretty good's evidence. A situation with which Pertwee is in full agreement. If you can't explain it, hop it denied it, I say.
We had notice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look. 20 good destroyer tying up a stance.
Hi there. This is a British destroyer. Stand past the pretty good ship. I have our admiral with me.
You're wrong, sir. That old Thundergun. He's come out here after us.
Good heavens, the 20 good'uns never caught us up again at all. That's makepeace.
What's he talking about? He called us the 20 good ship. He must think we're them.
Yeah, well, let's leave him with that happiest enemy clinical fault, sir. I reckon it's our turn to scarper before he finds out it's us.
Yes, so do I. As you said, if you can't explain it, op it and hide it. Full ahead, both gentlemen.
Aye, aye, sir. Full ahead, both, Chief.
Full ahead, both, for the utmost pleasure it is, sir.
Hey! Hey, what are you doing? Stop! What have you done with the whaler? Come back! I shall report you to your government. Come back! Come back!
You're perishing lightly. Bang ho!
Oh. Oh, absolutely. Bang ho!
And one more.
Bang ho!
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Sir Frederick Flatley was Toniel Evans, Lady Alice Flatley was Heather Chasen, Ackett was Judy Cornwell, and the two Patani Landers were played by Ronnie Barker and Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.